If you're a Southeastern Conference football fan, the name Sylvester Croom is very familiar. He is the Tennessee Titans' new running backs coach. Welcome to Nashville.
Well, thank you, Mike. Good to be here.
All right, let's talk about where you jump in. I know you've only been on the job a few days, but where do you get started as the Titans' new running backs coach?
Well, immediately, you get moved in and try to find out where you go for personnel. And I'm learning the town. I'm learning the organization, and just getting familiar with how we do things here. But I'm excited about it. I'm glad to be here. It gets me back close to my SEC roots and a lot of people that I know, and excited to be here coaching the running backs and for the Tennessee Titans.
Does it help you that you were in the division in 2012 with Jacksonville?
Yes, because it gave me a chance to see the Titans twice, and I like the potential of what the possibilities could be, and I like where we're headed.
Do you reach out to Chris Johnson pretty quickly?
Of course. That's one of the next things I want to do is make contact with all the guys at the running back position, and just have a little one-on-one discussion and see what they're about and let them know what I'm about.
What is your expectation for your running backs?
Well, I want us to be the best group in the league. That's always everything we do is about being the best, and I want each guy to reach his maximum potential, and of course, I want to be at my best at all time. It's always a challenge to compete against the other coaches in this league. The two things that we really emphasize is protecting the ball and protecting the quarterback, and Chris has done a good job of that already. And but we are always looking for perfection in everything we attempt to do, and those are two areas that really, really want to be good in.
Whether you've coached in college or whether you've coached in the pros, the one word that stands out to me from your former players and your colleagues, accountability. You think that's fair?
Yeah, I try to make sure that that I'm accountable first to our coaching staff and this organization, and to our players. I think all of us, in order to win a championship, we all have to be accountable to one another. I trust that the other coaches are going to do their job. They're trusting me to do mine. I trust that the other positions are going to do their job. They're trusting that the running backs are going to do theirs. And anything that I'm associated with, I've always been taught that you do the best of your ability, that you don't let the other guys down. A chain is only as strong as its weakest link, and I and the running backs will not be the weak link in the chain.
That start from Coach Bryant years ago?
That's the way I was taught at home, and definitely was continued at the University of Alabama.
Overall, when you look at the running back position in the NFL, and you've coached it for a long time in this league, where has it changed the most over the last few years?
Well, it's really gotten to the point where because the game is so physical that the duties of the running back position really have to be shared by the entire group. And I think that's one of the things that has transpired as time is going on in the league. Every guy in the room has to be ready to play at all times. And every guy in the room has a critical, critical role. When you go through a season of 20 games, we know we're playing, hopefully get into the playoffs. Guys are not going to be at 100% all the time, particularly on teams who emphasize the run as much as we do. Everybody has to share the load. So they have to, the way I look at them, everybody in the room is a starter. Because at some point, I assume that everybody in the room is going to have to start a ball game, and nobody cares who that individual is. We're still expected to win the game.
How much will you kind of blend into the brain trust about devising what the run game is going to look like for the Titans in 2013?
Well, that's I definitely work with the other coaches, offensive coaches, as to what we do. But one of the reasons that I came here, like you say earlier, is that I know. the run philosophy of Coach Munchak. I know Bruce's philosophy. Hey, I'm an ex-offensive lineman too, so we all three of us definitely think alike. George Henshaw is a hard-nosed, tough coach. So is Sean Jefferson, who I work with at San Diego. He's a wide receiver, but he's got an offensive line mentality. So our staff is believes in the traditional way the Titans have played when they've had success in the past. Hard-nosed, tough, physical offense running the football, hard-nosed, tough, physical defense on special teams. So that's our philosophy. That's the way that we expect for us to be, and that's the way we're going to play. That's the way we're going to coach, and we're expecting everybody to be accountable to success of this organization.
All right, you mentioned it. You were an offensive lineman at Alabama, and then you went right into being a coach almost immediately, and well-known for coaching linebackers at Alabama. So you go to the league. How did you become a running back coach? Where did that come from?
Well, when Ray Perkins left the University of Alabama, and I was originally going to stay, and when I finally decided that I wanted to go to Tampa with him, the only spot he had open was the running back spot. And very fortunate for me, Coach Perkins decided to give me that opportunity. And my wife and I, who encouraged me to take it, we decided to go. And it's been very fortunate for us that we made that choice. And I've had a lot of fun over the years since then. It was really what I ended up doing. The things that Dude Henderson, old Alabama coach, taught me at techniques he used. He taught me to use when I was coaching the outside linebackers, Cornelius Bennett and Derek Thomas at Alabama. I just flipped them over and used them on offense.
Your viewpoint of football is interesting. Offense as a player, defense as a college coach, running back coach. You've been an offensive coordinator. You've been a head coach in college for 5 years. You've kind of seen it all, haven't you?
Well, you know, every time I think I've seen it all, something new gets sprung on me. And I guess that's what keeps me in the business, because it never gets boring and the challenges are endless. But I have had a chance to be around for a while. Guys that I've coached against, now their sons are playing. And so I know I've been around a long time. But yeah, I've been very blessed and very fortunate to be in this business as long as I have, and to be around a lot of the great people that I've had a chance to be around and be a part of some successful programs. And and I'm looking forward to continue that here.
He's Sylvester Croom. He's the Titans' new running backs coach, and that's Titans All Access at TitansOnline.com.